Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chittaw's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Now 8:30 here on this Monday morning, Veterans Day. Gasoline prices in the U.S. have remained consistent over the past few weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The U.S. gasoline market has been very stable, especially at the retail level. There was no change in the average retail price of regular grade in the past 2 weeks. It is still $2.69 per gallon.
Lundberg says there are always factors pulling down and pushing up gas prices, but she predicts in the next few days we will lose a few cents per gallon. Police are investigating a shooting outside a Lawrence sports bar that left three people wounded.
Lawrence police say the shooting was reported around 2 a.m. Sunday outside the Players Sports Bar near 19th and Haskell on the city's east side. Officers found an injured man and woman with non-life-threatening injuries in the parking lot. A suspect in the shooting fled in a car but was stopped by police a few blocks away from the bar on East 23rd Street. The suspect was taken to a hospital with a life-threatening gunshot wound. A section of East 23rd Street remained closed Sunday morning as part of the investigation. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A former Lawrence police officer convicted of threatening another driver with a gun on a suburban Kansas City highway in a case of road rage has lost his peace officer's license.
The Kansas City Star reports that the license for 53-year-old Jeffrey Brian Holtzman was revoked last month. Holtzman was sentenced in August to 12 months probation for the October 2018 incident. He pleaded guilty in June to a reduced charge of criminal threat. The victim told police that he was driving on Interstate 435 near Interstate 35 when he honked at Holtzman for suddenly slowing down. The victim says Holtzman then pulled alongside him and pointed a handgun at him and his passenger. Holtzman resigned from the Lawrence Police Department the following month. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump's former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley has a new book coming out about her time working in the administration.
In her new memoir, Nikki Haley says two top administration officials tried to enlist her in opposing some of the president's policies. In her book, With All Due Respect, Haley describes a meeting with then Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and then White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and says they were following a dangerous path. Both had differing views in the president when it came to a number of issues, including the Paris Climate Accord. Haley stepped down at the end of last year. She called her time at the UN a blessing, but offered no reason for leaving other than saying a government official must know when it's time to step aside. Marcus White, Fox News.
As we try to stay warm this winter, it's important to keep our families safe from carbon monoxide poisoning. Sherry Sage is with Safe Kids Kansas.
Sometimes it's called the silent killer because it's a colorless, odorless, tasteless gas. So there's no way to know you are truly being poisoned unless you have some type of detector.
It also can make you feel similar to some other winter illnesses.
The symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning are nausea, dizziness, headaches, confusion, can even be a person losing consciousness. So it's really important to make sure that prevention is on your side.
For more information about CO poisoning, visit safekids.org. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another early preview of winter to start the day with some areas of freezing drizzle and light snow, and that will lead to some slick spots on the road. This should clear out by late morning, though, becoming very windy. North winds up to 45 miles per hour with temperatures hovering near 30. Tonight's low 12, sunny and 37 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky. We've got a north wind gusting to 49 miles per hour. And with a temperature of 24 degrees, that gives us a wind chill of 7. 8:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur, and on the Blur desk this morning is Jed Chambers. Jed?
Well, that's right, and we're going to start with a documentary on Johnny Cash.
All right.
Yeah.
Love Johnny Cash.
Mm. Might not believe on where this documentary is going to be, but we'll get more on this from Fox's Michelle Polino.
He had a message. And his message was the truth about being alive in this world.
The Gift is the title of a new documentary on YouTube about Johnny Cash. The 90-minute doc, directed by Tom Zimney, who also gave us Springsteen on Broadway, takes viewers on the journey of Cash's life and his transformation through his music.
Johnny's music was a combination of sin and salvation. Saturday night, Sunday morning. Sunday morning was about repenting for the fun you had on Saturday night. Redemption was an enormous part of his whole career.
The Gift includes interviews with family members and friends, as well as his musical collaborators. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And that's right, that's on YouTube, a YouTube documentary about Johnny Cash. A recap of this weekend's movie box office returns, and here's Fox's Debbie Hanley.
Fox on film.
I'm Debbie Hanley. A movie about World War II called Midway scored a surprise victory at theaters over a new sequel to The Shining. The war epic earned an estimated $17.5 million.
If we lose the Japanese on the West Coast, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, we'll burn.
At number two, Dr. Sleep, the Stephen King adaptation starring Ewan McGregor.
When I was a kid, I bumped into these things. I don't know about magic. I always called it The Shining.
Playing with Fire, starring John Cena, opened in third, while the comedy Last Christmas took fourth.
You've thrown away your life working in some silly Christmas shop.
Yes, but it's not what I do. I'm not a career elf.
It's all part of my grand plan to become a famous singer.
Last Christmas stars Emilia Clarke. That's Fox on Film.
So a win for the movie Midway, but really looks like just everything underperformed that last weekend at the box office. So just not a lot of people going to the theaters out there over the weekend.
The weather's pretty nice, I think, most of the country.
I think everybody was kind of trying to get in some more decent weather before bad weather was going to hit.
Sure.
Fox's Ashley Dvorkin catches up with one actress who's got a Christmas movie out.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Michelle Yeoh, who co-stars with Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding in the new holiday rom-com Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
The film is inspired by the George Michael song. Yeoh plays Santa, who owns the all-year Christmas shop Clarke's character Kate works in.
When you watch it, you can see it is fun. I put together Santa very carefully. When Paul said I play Santa, it blew my mind. I've not really done comedy. I've been in romantic comedies like Crazy Rich Asians, but I always play the very serious role.
Yes.
So to play a character, she's not trying to make you laugh, but she herself is so kooky in her own charming way. You can't help but go, oh my God, you are so funny in that way. And that was what I loved about the character. But we did put her together with the way her hairstyle, a little over the top, you know, costumes, outfits that she would wear.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Got another award show tonight. It's the E-Online People's Choice Awards this evening in Santa Monica, California. Here's Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Avengers Endgame tops the film nominations at the People's Choice Awards with 7.
Part of the journey is the end.
While Game of Thrones has the most in the TV category with 8. Ariana Grande is up for 6 in the music category, including 1 for Album of the Year, along with Lizzo, the Jonas Brothers, and Taylor Swift. Jennifer Aniston will be honored with the People's Icon Award, while Gwen Stefani will be given the Fashion Icon, and Pink receives the People's Champion Award. The E-Online People's Choice Awards will be handed out tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Well, Steve, here's one that you won't like at all.
Okay, thank you.
On this day in music history, I didn't figure you'd like that very much. Smashing Pumpkins, Steve. Smashing Pumpkins' Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness went to number one on the album chart on this day back in 1995. Smashing Pumpkins' third release, a double album that would go on to be nominated for 7 Grammys and certified diamond in the U.S. The album singles were all in the top 40.
Isn't that special?
Hey, I actually have that album. It's a good one.
You do.
Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy, and the Infinite Sadness. And some birthdays today. Actress Calista Flockhart turns 55 today. Melissa Flockhart became a 90s pop culture touchstone, playing the title character in the comedy drama series Ally McBeal.
Wow.
Yeah. Ally McBeal, if you can remember that.
Yeah.
You also know the other bit of significance around Calista Flockhart, Steve?
Not at all.
She is Mrs. Harrison Ford.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, really?
That's right. She is the wife of actor Harrison Ford. Flockhart and Ford were married all the way back in 2010. They made
probably,
that work.
She's probably flown over our town in an airplane.
Probably so.
Yeah.
That's right. Also, having a birthday today.
From the King of the World!
Actor Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, that's a good acting right there.
Yeah. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo.
That's right. He turns 45 years old today. So Leo's 45 years old today. In 1991, Steve, DiCaprio played an uncredited role in one episode of Roseanne. His film debut came later that year in the low-budget horror direct-to-video film Critters 3.
Critters.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that's where DiCaprio got his start. One episode of Roseanne, he was uncredited, and then Critters 3. From that start, as of 2019, his films have earned $7.2 billion worldwide, and he has placed 8 times in the annual rankings of the world's highest paid actors.
Not bad.
Yeah, so, yeah, from low to high there, but happy birthday, 45 years old, Leonardo DiCaprio. That's all we have for The Blur today, Steve. The Blur, every day, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, family-owned appliance repair. Because Napoleon's team is thankful for all that they do in the community, the month of November, Napoleon's would like to offer a free service call to all first responders, EMT, policemen, and firemen.
Hmm. All right. Great. Way to go, guys.
That's right. So there we go. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we've got an editor, Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, making improvements to the new refueling tanker. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.